So we're gonna deep dive into some juicy astrology stuff today.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's all about those placements that get called like powerful.
Ah.
But I gotta admit, like just reading through the source material for this, I'm already kind of wondering, like, what does powerful even actually mean when we're talking,
Right.
stars and planets and all that?
It's a good question because powerful doesn't always mean you're going to be like some kind of
Right. Yeah,
superhero.
no, I wasn't picturing capes or anything.
Haha, no. But in astrology, though, think of it more like these placements.
Okay.
They can show up really strongly in how a person is,
Ooh.
like in their personality, how they approach life, their path.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense than like ruling the world or whatever.
Exactly.
And speaking of paths, the source we're looking at today opens with this line:
Okay.
the most powerful zodiac placements. Do you have one? It's like they're talking right to the reader,
Yeah, it's super direct.
Yeah, like trying to pull you in, make it personal.
And that's something you see a lot with astrology. Like
Yeah.
people want to understand themselves and these powerful placements.
Right.
Well, they're a part of that.
Okay, so let's actually get into it. Like, what are some examples of these placements that astrologers consider powerful, and why are they seen that way?
So one that comes up all the time is Pluto in the first house.
Okay.
Now, Pluto's all about transformation, right? Power dynamics, those deep kind of energies. But the first house that's all about you on the surface, like your identity, how you present to the world.
Ooh, okay, so that's interesting.
Yeah, so someone with Pluto in the first house,
Yeah.
they might be constantly reinventing themselves, going through huge changes, shedding old versions of themselves.
Wow.
Yeah, and they often have a really powerful presence. Can be magnetic, but also kind of intimidating.
Oh, wow. So, like, picture someone who's like a really intense CEO, as
Exactly.
well as like a super transformative artist.
Yes, exactly. They might have this placement.
Wow. So, it's not just like the planet, the house, but how it actually
Yeah.
plays out in their life.
Absolutely. It's how those energies
Yeah.
really manifest.
Okay. So, what are some other examples?
Another one that's seen as super potent
Okay.
is a sun-moon conjunction.
Sun-moon conjunction.
Yeah, this means in someone's birth chart,
Okay.
the sun and the moon are like right next to each other.
Wow. Yeah.
And, the sun is our conscious self, our ego drive, while the moon is more emotional, our inner world.
Okay, so to have those two like in sync
Yeah,
must be,
pretty powerful.
yeah, pretty powerful.
Imagine having this super clear sense of purpose, knowing what you want, how to get it.
Wow.
People with this conjunction, they often have a strong inner compass, and it's like they just naturally manifest what they desire.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it can be pretty incredible to see.
So again, it's not about like power over other people.
Right.
It's like owning your own power.
Exactly. And that brings me to something I always want to emphasize. Astrology, it's not about being locked into some destiny you can't change.
Right.
It's more about understanding what energies are there
Yeah.
and working with them, consciously making choices.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So even if you don't have like these super quote unquote powerful placements,
Right.
it doesn't mean you're powerless.
Not at all. No way.
That's so reassuring.
Sometimes the placements that seem most challenging
Right.
or that aren't traditionally seen as strong, those can actually push you to grow the most.
Really?
Yeah, they
And
make you develop strength in areas you might not expect.
that's so interesting. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, so much of it comes down to how we choose to work with our own birth chart.
Huh. That's really cool. So it's not really about the placement itself,
Right.
but about how we
Exactly. It's all about you.
engage with it.
Yes. And how
Okay.
you use that energy.
So as our listeners are thinking about their own charts, like what's something they should keep in mind?
I'd say, think about this. What placements in your chart really resonate with you?
Okay. The ones that feel most meaningful, regardless of whether they're considered like powerful or
Yeah,
not,
okay.
what energies do you feel drawn to?
Yeah.
What do you want to work with? That's where the real meaning is for you.
That's such a great point to end on.
Thanks.
I think so.
It's all about personal meaning, not just some label.
Exactly.
Thanks for that.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I think our listeners are going to find it super helpful.
I hope so.
All right, everyone. Until next time, happy stargazing.
Bye, everyone.